From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome. The question before us, what's the best approach to star performers who are bullies? Well, for as long as I've been teaching leadership, I have shared my mantra, life's too short to work with jerks. So you may not be surprised that I have little use for workplace bullies. But what about when the organization has plenty of use for what they produce? Big revenue, big ideas, big customer satisfaction. Understandably, you may fear that cutting a bully loose would be tantamount to cutting your chances of success. Still, bullies are doing significant damage in other ways. They influence employee morale. They can drag down a team's motivation. Their volatility adds needless stress to the workplace and can influence overall productivity. And you may lose good people who accept other jobs rather than endure the abuse or tolerate the toxicity. And let me get personal here. You will lose credibility as a leader if you fail to deal with bullies and jerks. You will look ineffective and weak, looking for all the world that you value profit over human dignity by letting bullies abuse others. So what do you do? Well, you should hire well in the first place. Make your standards well known. High performance isn't enough unless it's accompanied by collaborative spirit and emotional intelligence. You should give feedback early and often. The first time you hear about nasty behavior, call it out. Bring the employee in for a talk. And make your expectations clear. Focus on behavior. Your talk would sound something like this. John, I just heard you call Mary from IT a freaking idiot because your computer program froze. That's not how we operate here. We don't use language like that. Are we clear? Now, John may tell you that the frozen computer program is costing the company money and wasting his valuable time, and it is all IT's fault. Don't debate. Repeat. John, we don't treat people that way. You and I can talk separately about tech support, but I don't want to hear ever again an outburst like that. Now, if John's a favorite of your boss, it's a good idea to give that boss a heads up. Tell the boss about your admonition to John so that if John goes storming in to complain to the boss that you've been picking on him, your boss will know the real deal. If John continues to stomp on others or have tantrums, go to a more formal process. Working with HR, you can develop a written warning and performance plan that lays out specific behaviors that must change and the consequence if those behaviors don't. Now, this may seem counterintuitive, but after you've called John out for being a jerk, don't avoid him. In fact, get closer to him rather than farther away. Connect, focus on the positive, engage so he feels like he's not being written off. Sometimes bullies are simply insecure, so fearful of failure that they behave horribly to people in situations that make them feel vulnerable. And sometimes they're just mean-spirited jerks. If so, here's the bottom line case for cutting them loose. A 2016 working paper from the Harvard Business School Strategy Unit by visiting Professor Dylan Miner placed the cost of replacing one toxic worker at about $12,500 compared to the about $5,300 that superstar performers add to the bottom line. And he did some pretty extensive research. So not only is life too short to work with jerks, bullies are bad for your business. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler.